Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include the city's hotspots for parking fines and the diversion of a major gas pipeline. But first, a couple of angling sensations.
YouTube angling sensations Chris Collins and Stephen Crowe will be making their debut on Mustard TV after notching up almost 4.5 million views online. The pair, who have been making videos for the fishing community for the past 4 years, share 25 years of experience in the industry and have made a success of the home video channel by interacting as much as possible with their viewers. Mr. Collins, 30, expects they have answered in the region of 5,000 messages from inquisitive fans. "When we started out, we never thought it was going to get to millions of views," he said. "We are both keen fishermen and thought we would give it a go. I had done a bit of filming before with my job with Angling Direct. I started off there as work experience at 14, and now I look after all their social media, while Stephen works in the Norwich store. We were friends anyway, so it just progressed from there. Its original purpose was just to help people and give us a chance to get a bit creative. There was no real plan to start with. We were going fishing anyway, and we would just document it. More than 100 videos have been uploaded to the pair's YouTube channel, from the Water's Edge TV, since they first took a camera out to document their sessions. I would like to think the information in there is really good. We both know what we're talking about because we've been in the industry for such a long time," said Mr. Collins. "We're not trying to sell anything or advertise. We're saying this is what we're doing because we think it is the best way. It helps younger anglers, and we get so many messages on Facebook saying the advice has helped. I think we just come across as two normal fishermen. From the Water's Edge will form part of Mustard's Super Saturday sports offering, which launches on September the 10th on Freeview Channel 7 and Virgin 159.
Staff working in Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Department have claimed a possible move to new offices could create risks for vulnerable children. Bosses at County Hall are looking to sell Carrow House in Norwich's King Street as it is deemed surplus to requirements. Around 200 workers in the council's Children's Services Department, which has twice been rated as inadequate by watchdogs Ofsted in recent years, currently work there. They have been told they could be moved into City Centre office Vantage House off St Giles Street. But a petition has been started to urge council bosses to think again. A member of staff, who asked to remain anonymous, said a risk assessment of Vantage House had highlighted significant risks with the move. They said, "Sometimes we have to take children away from their parents, and while there's car parking at Carrow House, there's none at Vantage House. There's a suggestion that city car parks could be used, but they are expecting us to walk through the streets with extremely vulnerable and potentially upset children." Alison Birmingham from Unison said, "Unison have been against this from the start, from the safety point of view, and we have made senior managers aware." A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said no decisions had been made. She said, "Colleagues from our human resources, children's services and corporate property departments will work together to ensure an outcome will be based on a location that will meet the needs of both staff and those who use the service."
A light aircraft was forced to land in a field in Hackford, near Wyndham. The plane came down in a field off Hall Lane. No one was injured in the incident, but emergency services were called in to make sure everyone was safe. Fire crews from Wyndham, Attleborough, Earlham and a water carrier from Heatherset were at the scene, and police were also there.
A rider has praised staff at a Tesco store after they helped her to keep her horse cool on one of the hottest days of the year. Hannah Cunnington, 23, and her horse, Expert, were on their way to a British dressage competition in Suffolk when they pulled into the Harford Bridge Tesco store to fill up their lorry for the journey. But within minutes of being there, it broke down, and with recovery more than an hour away, it looked as if Expert would be stuck in her horse box in the searing 30 degrees centigrade heat. A lady called Amanda from Tesco came out from the shop and offered to close off some of the forecourt for Expert so that she could come out of the lorry and get some shade, and she got both of us some water, said Miss Cunnington of Framlingham Picket. Staff also explained to one customer who was angry at not being able to access some facilities that the horse had to stay on the forecourt for safety reasons. The pair were then approached by another woman called Charlie, who offered to get her horse box from Mulbarton and later told Miss Cunnington that she could take them to their competition. Miss Cunnington said, "We would have been waiting for ages if it wasn't for her, and when she came to the show with us, she stayed till the end of the competition and watched us. In the end, we managed to earn a first and a second place, which was great."
A crucial pipeline, which supplies gas all over the country, had to be diverted because of construction work on the 178.5 million pound Norwich Northern Distributor Road. Nearly half a kilometre of the 900 millimetre steel pipeline, which transports North Sea gas from Bacton all over the country, had to be diverted to prevent gas services to millions of homes being disrupted while a new section was installed. Project managers for the NDR, which will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road, said the work, 3 years in the planning, had been done ahead of schedule and on budget. The pipeline crosses the line of the NDR towards its western end, between Fircovert Road and the A1067 Fakenham Road, but it was designed for operation in open countryside and needed to be upgraded to a thicker gauge before the road can go over the top. Ian Taylor, project manager for Norfolk County Council, said success depended upon close working between National Grid Gas, Fast Flow Energy Services, Norfolk County Council and Balfour Beatty, the NDR main contractor. He said, "Having this considerable obstruction out of the way so early in our schemes programme is a huge stride forward for us. This is a prime example of what can be achieved with careful planning when teams work together."
Tickets sold out, empty tables were few and far between, and records were broken as visitors turned out in force to make the most of the bank holiday weekend. Shows, parks and attractions across Norwich and further afield in the county were packed as families enjoyed the long weekend before the unofficial start to autumn. While umbrellas were pulled out for the occasional shower, sunshine prevailed and clouds were kept at bay. Whitlingham Country Park, on the outskirts of Norwich, was the perfect setting for families to make the most of the long weekend. A spokesman at the Broads Authority Visitor Centre said it had been an extremely good weekend. "We've had lots of people here enjoying walks, going out on the water and sitting in the cafe having cups of coffee and ice creams," they said. "We've been lucky with the weather too." Highlights across the region include a real ale and steam festival at the Mid Norfolk Railway, which saw 4,000 people attend. Figures were also high at the Bure Valley Railway. Managing Director Andrew Barnes said that 2015, the Heritage Railway's 25th anniversary, had been its best ever year, but they were currently on track to top it. More than 3,000 people set up camp at Taverham Hall near Norwich for the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra's open-air performance of the John Williams soundtrack Spectacular. Tickets were also sold out for a series of Norwich medieval mystery plays at Norwich Castle.
The streets in Norwich where people are most likely to receive a council parking fine are revealed, with one of the city centre's most historic roads the biggest hotspot for tickets. Norwich City Council collected £611,411 from fixed penalty notices last year, and a Freedom of Information Act request has highlighted exactly where civil parking enforcement officers dished out most of their tickets. Historic Colgate was the street where the highest number of notices were issued between the start of April 2015 and the end of March this year. The City Council's team of 26 enforcement officers issue penalty charge notices to drivers who park in its pay and display car parks or in on-street pay and display bays without proper tickets, to those who park in areas of permit parking without a permit, and to those who unlawfully park in car parks set aside for council tenants. The council says the use of such notices is essential to prevent abuse of the parking system and to ensure spaces are available. Second on the hotspot list is Chantry Car Park, the City Council-run car park sandwiched between the Chapelfield Shopping Centre and the Forum. The old Rose Lane car park, which has just been replaced with a new 7,595-space car park, was in third spot. Tombland, another historic city centre street, was in fourth spot. The Department for Transport has made clear that parking enforcement should not be used to raise revenue, but should be operated on a secure financial footing to ensure the service can continue. The council said it costs £1.1 million to run the service, including the employment of enforcement officers last year. Bert Brenmer, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Environment and Sustainable Development, said the council has a duty to enforce parking regulations in order to manage traffic to Norwich, balancing the needs of residents, visitors and businesses. Any surplus generated by parking income goes to Norfolk County Council for further investment into the city's roads.
Rail passengers suffered major disruption to services in and out of Norwich because of a broken down train. Services in both directions between Liverpool Street and Norwich and between Norwich and Cambridge via Ely were disrupted with delays of up to 60 minutes and some cancelled. The broken down train was moved, allowing all lines to be reopened, but there were still delays and cancellations on services between Norwich and Ely and Ipswich.
And that's all from Alan and me. Now it's over to Pauline Goldsworthy and Roy McLean for the next part of Chatterbox.